Title: Acting Now to Sustain and Improve America's Healthcare System, Advice from Innovative Physicians and Health System Leaders. Content: At last week's America's Physician Group's Spring Conference in San Diego, California, we listened as physicians and health system leaders described the ways in which they are responding to short and long-term challenges to the sustainability of America's healthcare system in its current form. It now stands at a critical juncture, facing challenges such as provider shortages and burnout, increasing concerns around access and cost for pharmaceutical products and other supplies, the increasing burden of managing chronic diseases, rising demand for services across the spectrum from an aging population, and balancing the transition to value-based care models in a predominantly fee-for-service environment. There was a sense of sobriety among the participants about the frailty of the healthcare system now, particularly in light of the increasing importance of maintaining cybersecurity defenses and ensuring continued availability of pharmaceutical and other medical products in a more tenuous global geopolitical moment, all while combating rising costs and workforce shortages. However, nearly every speaker balanced their concerns with a real sense of opportunity and hope that if we are forced to think in new ways to solve the industry's challenges, we will create innovative solutions that can be adopted and scaled by others in order to create a more sustainable and equitable healthcare system. Here, we outline the key areas of focus described by leaders at the conference. Addressing patient experience and expanding clinical capabilities with AI tools, we prepared a separate blog post delving into the substantial discussions around AI tools and their applications from the perspective of patients and caregivers, and with a focus on particular leverage for these applications in value-based care. Providers explained that with ambient listening technologies, clinical decision support tools, remote patient monitoring, targeted identification of patients for preventative care services, like expedited mammograms, asynchronous communications, and collaborative opportunities with clinical social workers to solve for health-related social needs, they are making strides in these areas. As we describe in that article, the group's enthusiasm around AI's capabilities was tempered by the still-developing nature of technology and the ethical/legal concerns that impact its deployment in clinical settings. Investing in physician leadership training to support retention and quality improvement, one of the most striking presentations on innovation, did not involve AI. Instead, a California Federally Qualified Health Center, FQHC, described how its relatively modest efforts to invest in physician leadership development had a hugely positive impact on physician morale, leadership pipeline, retention rates, and overall culture. Specifically, the FQHC reported that the role of local medical directors in its organization had a turnover rate as high as 30% before it adopted this new leadership training program. Those roles now have a retention rate of 100%, and they gave significant insight into their approach. First, the FQHC identified its goals of fostering a sense of ownership and responsibility among physicians for the organization's quality and care outcomes, creating psychological safety and trust among its physician leaders, and building a sense of camaraderie among all employees. Second, the FQHC applied for and received grant funding to hire outside professional advisors on clinical leadership development. Third, they established a unified training framework and required that all local medical directors participate in the related physician leadership learning activities. With monthly meetings in which physicians had a few hours of protected time for learning about self-development, clinical leadership, conflict resolution, team building, and related concepts, as well as peer-to-peer networking, the organization created a total cultural shift among physician leaders that has spread to other employees. Physicians reported more comfort in reaching out to colleagues for help, collaborating on issues, a stronger sense of ownership for outcomes, and better competency in managing and resolving conflicts in a team-based care environment. Further, the organization reported that these efforts have had a positive impact.